Miller gets you up to date on sports during Good Mornings. 15 and 45 minutes past the hour on 1330 WFIN.
Here's your Storm Center 11 forecast for today. A flash flood warning in effect for Hancock County until 10:15, and a flood watch in effect for the entire listening area until about noontime. It'll be mostly cloudy today. Some occasional showers and thunderstorms this morning, turning a bit more widely scattered this afternoon, with highs in the upper 70s and low 80s. Tonight, humid, chance of a thunderstorm with a low near 70. And for Wednesday, hotter and more humid with a chance of just some scattered storms and a high in the lower 90s. For WFIN, this is News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone.
68 degrees now in Findlay, a 1330 WFIN. Now that the sun is coming up and we've got a little daylight to see where high water spots are, should be a little bit easier to get where you're going this morning, but don't let that lull you into a false sense of security. It's still slow going, and watch out for those high weather spots. By the way, if you're flying today, I got this from the Flight Delay Information Center, the FAA. If you're traveling into Minneapolis, into Chicago, to Cleveland, or to Philadelphia, expect flight delays because of weather and related items. So those are the major flight delays, airports across the country. Everything else seems to be on time. Now, we do have some delays and a few closings because of the weather. Let's start here. Almost Home Preschool is on a two-hour delay this morning. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care has canceled their first shift. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed. Angeline School is closed. Angeline Industries on a two-hour delay. No bus transportation. Arlington is closed. Schools, the pictures and fees, that has been canceled for today. Blanchard Valley Industries on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian School is on a two-hour delay this morning. Mohawk on a two-hour delay. New Regal, a two-hour delay. Upper Sandusky teacher workday has been canceled, so Upper Sandusky is closed. Also on the list, Triumph Thermal Systems, Triumph Thermal Solutions, that is, in Forest, on a two-hour delay. The Summer Fabs program at Wilson Vance has been canceled. Curbside Recycling in Cary has been canceled. Remember, the Village of Cary on a Level 3 weather emergency, so emergency vehicles only on the roads, please. And again, from the folks at the Courier, the delivery of the newspaper today is going to be delayed, especially in some of the outlying areas because of the weather situation. Now, the city of Findlay's storm emergency call center has been opened up for residents. 424-7000 is that number. It'll be open most of the day. They have folks manning those lines. And again, even though we have the light of day now, will help get you where you're going. You can encounter, you know, be very careful encountering the high water. You can actually see where the high water areas are. Be very careful. We have lists of roads or lists of streets in the city of Findlay where there are trouble spots, and we don't have a complete official list from the of county roads, but I suspect that that list would probably be too long to go into great detail anyway. Just suffice to say that all of the trouble spots, all of the normal trouble spots will be trouble spots, at least for the early part of the day, as well as some that aren't always trouble spots. There are some high water where you wouldn't necessarily expect it. Be very, very careful as you're out and about this morning. 10 minutes after 7 o'clock, 7:10 now on 1330 WFIN. Of course, we are into that back-to-school time, as we mentioned before the news break. And you know, if you forget the idea of actually going back to school, which some kids look forward to, some kids don't, for most kids, back to school shopping is sort of like Christmas time all over again with all of the new stuff that they'll be getting. And just like at Christmas time, the word budget is not something they really want to hear. But it's a must. With today's prices, you priced school supplies and clothes and everything that the kids need to head back to class. It is, you got a budget, otherwise you'll go broke. And joining us this morning is the miserly mom, Johnny McCoy is her name. Help squeeze every last dime out of your back-to-school budget. And Johnny, thanks very much for being with us today. We certainly appreciate it.
It was my pleasure, Chris.
I guess when we talk about going back to school and shopping for that, making sure that we set a budget and stick to it, I guess the first thing to make sure that we point out, we have to understand and we have to make sure our kids understand that being on a budget doesn't mean that all we're going to wear is hand-me-downs and discounts from the dollar store and all of that. I mean, it's not an evil thing to be on a budget.
No, it is not an evil thing, and I'm glad you pointed that out. A budget is just a plan for your money. So if you say, hey, you know, set aside this much for back-to-school spending, back-to-school clothing, we just need to find a way to work within that. We need to look at, you know, who's got what on sale, instead of just, oh, let's go to the mall, get everything we need, and, you know, spend hundreds more than what we had planned.
I have to admit that I am guilty of that, that it's very easy to just, like you say, go to the mall because it's one-stop shopping, if you will. You can get everything there. But really, that is almost a surefire budget breaker right there.
Right. You will probably spend twice what you budgeted if you try it that way.
Mm-hmm.
It'll save you time, but it won't save you money.
Well, and that's why I try and justify it to myself because, oh, I'm not driving all over town and I'm not wasting gas. But it really doesn't equate out that way.
Oh, it doesn't even come close. You might spend a couple bucks in gas and, you know, spend a couple hundred more if you tried just going to one store. So the gas isn't even worth factoring in terms of the just hitting the back-to-school shopping.
Yeah.
But, you know, gas does come in. I mean, gas does come in if you're, you know, talking about the after-school shuttle, you know, and mm-hmm. carpooling
yeah.
and all of those things. So we really do have to factor in gas, but in
just
a different
way. In a different way, and not on this. Okay, so when it comes to the back-to-school shopping itself, what is the better option?
Well, the back-to-school shopping would be for you to make a list of the things you need, you know, the backpack supplies, the clothing supplies, and the paper supplies, and then look at who's offering what on special, which stores are offering which ones. They each specialize in a different area.
Mm-hmm.
And then go to those, two or three stores at the most, and I try and hit them in the afternoon, you know, after we're coming home, we're going to hit that store, and we'll take care of the clothing part. And then the next day, we're going to hit that store, we're going to take care of the backpack part. So you've broken it up over a couple of days, hopefully, and after the end of your errands. Or if you have one day, great, then hit the two or three stores, get it all done, and you'll save yourself probably $100.
So we just want to make sure that we watch out for the sales, because it seems like everybody has got these things on sale. There's really no reason to pay full price for anything.
The only reason would be the convenience of being able to drop into one place.
Yeah. Okay, so things to keep in mind, make sure that we watch those flyers. Just don't throw those out because they're everywhere this time of year. You mentioned some of the other things once we get back to school here in the not-too-distant future. You talk about some of the ways that we can save money once the kids are actually back to school.
Right. Well, once they're back to school, one of the biggest things that happens to me is what I call the afternoon shuttle,
mm-hmm.
and I'm running around, picking them up, getting them to dance, getting them to sports, carpooling with the neighbor kids, and then I got to stop in at the store because I ran out of this. And
mm-hmm.
so there's a lot of gasoline expenditure that goes up this time of year just because we're spending more and more. So that's an area that I also wanted to try and save some money on. So I did some research and found the very highest rebate card out there is a 5% rebate on gasoline purchases.
Wow.
That one's offered by Shell Platinum MasterCard. But I get rebates for my other purchases, you know, my groceries, my back-to-school stuff.
Sure.
So that helps me save doing something I already was doing, which was buying gas.
Mm-hmm.
That helps me save some money every month. So look for ways to save on everything, not just the supplies mm-hmm. and the food, but gasoline, anything yeah. that we're spending a lot on.
May not be the obvious, but those ways to save are out there. And I guess it goes without saying that if you are not carpooling yet, you really should be.
That would be a good underlying assumption.
Yeah. And you know what? The other thing that I found, and this is just kind of a sidebar in all of that, my kids are to the age now where they're not necessarily telling me everything that goes on in school. But if they're carpooling, if I'm taking them all to a sports practice or whatever, they and all their friends, they'll be sitting there in the back seat, be talking about their school day, things that they won't tell me directly. If I'm listening to them, I'm finding out what's going on at school.
Yes, it's an excellent time to not only eavesdrop on their conversations to find out what's going on, but it's a good time to connect with them too. You know,
sure.
How is their, you know, what's going on and
mm-hmm.
and that kind of thing. So it can be a very useful time.
Yeah. And then you talk about packing lunches. There are a lot of things that we do that, and again, I'm guilty of this, sending kids to school with some of the prepackaged stuff because it's quick and easy. But boy, you pay for that convenience.
You do. The convenience, the prepackaged stuff, it really is going to cost you anywhere from 6 to 10 times more than if you put it together yourself. And there are a lot of easy and very attractive things that you can make for your kids that they will enjoy, you know, turkey wraps or whatnot. You can get creative with some stuff. Yeah, it's more convenient to grab that and throw it in, but with a few extra minutes, maybe the night before, you can put together something for, you know, half of that price, and it'll still be just as attractive to them and probably a little more nutritious because it doesn't have all the preservatives in it.
That is certainly a good thing. And why not, if they're old enough, you can have them pack their own lunch the night before, and then they can do that as well. So it won't cost you, mom and dad, the time at all.
That's great. And then they can't complain about you at lunch.
That's very true. That's very true. So, again, great ideas. Where can we get more?
There are more tips on my website, which is miserlymoms.com.
And we will have a link from our webpage. Again, Johnny McCoy, the Miserly Mom, thanks very much for the time. We appreciate it.
It was my pleasure. Thank you.
And, one of the great tips from Johnny McCoy's website, and again, we have a link from our webpage. Watch out for, when you're doing your back-to-school shopping, warehouse clubs. There are some great deals to be found, but you got to be careful because in some cases, you can actually end up paying more than in regular retail stores. So watch out for the warehouse clubs. Good stuff. Johnny, thank you very much. More information on our website at WFIN.com. Click on the Good Mornings link or log on at goodmornings.net for more information. It is 7:18, 18 minutes after 7 o'clock. Let's get another check of sports. Once again, here is Chris Miller. Good morning, Chris.
In 1330 WFIN Sports, the Indians return to action tonight as they begin a three-game series in Detroit. Right here on WFIN. And on a sad note, we'd like to pass our condolences along to the family of Daryl Ramsey, who passed away on Sunday. Daryl, of course, was a great football and basketball player at Findlay High, went on to become an All-American tight end at the University of Findlay. Daryl Ramsey was just 30 years old. And I'm Chris Miller, WFIN Sports.
Chris, thank you very much. It is 7:22 now on 1330 WFIN. We'll go through the entire weather forecast and the school and the events and activities, delays and cancellations as we have them coming up next. It is 7:22.
Are you an honorably discharged veteran?
Help delete online predators. Call 1-800-THE-LOST or visit cybertipline.com. A message from the National Center for Missing and Exploited Children and the Ad Council.
Now the Storm Center 11 forecast from News 11 meteorologist Mike Stone. A flash flood warning remains in effect until 10:15 this morning. A flood watch throughout the early part of the day, and that may very well be extended. We'll keep our eye on it for you. Showers and storms becoming more widely scattered this afternoon. The high of 80. Still a chance of a thunderstorm tonight, though. Kind of muggy. Overnight low of 70 degrees. And then we turn hot and humid tomorrow with a high of 91. Still some scattered storms are possible in the forecast tomorrow. Currently, it is 68 degrees in Findlay at 1330 WFIN. Number of closings, cancellations, and postponements here to pass along. Triumph Thermal Solutions in Forest on a two-hour delay this morning. The Summer Fabs program at Wilson Vance has been canceled today. Curbside Recycling in Cary has been canceled. The Village of Cary on a Level 3 weather emergency, so make note of that. Defender Day Camp at St. Michael's been canceled for today. The Community Action Commission office, the HHWP Community Action Commission office, is closed. Today, the Findlay High School Meet the Team Night at Donnell has been postponed, as you heard Chris mention in the sports report earlier. Almost Home Preschool on a two-hour delay this morning. Christian Cuddle Care is closed. Kids Are Kids Child Care First Shift is closed. One Amazing Place Child Care Center is closed today. Other closings and delays. Angeline School is closed. Angeline Industries on a two-hour delay. No bus transportation. Arlington Schools canceled their activities today. Pictures and fees and so on, that's canceled. Blanchard Valley Industries on a two-hour delay. Heritage Christian School on a two-hour delay this morning. Mohawk is now closed. That is new. Mohawk is closed. New Regal on a two-hour delay this morning. Upper Sandusky have closed. Their teacher workday has been canceled. And I think that is pretty much it for now. We do have a laundry list of roads that have high water here. But suffice to say, and the list, if we were to go through the list, it'd take us forever to get through the entire list top to bottom. So we won't do that. Suffice to say that all of the regular trouble spots are going to be trouble spots today, and even some that aren't normally trouble spots may be trouble spots.
Yeah, I had to drive around
very careful
Western to get in here.
And I don't know,
by the bank at the head of Lake Cascades, it's
I was worried
flooded
coming
pretty
in
bad.
Because we sit at the shores of Lake Cascades. I was thinking, how high is the lake going to be?
Well, the lake is up. You can look out there. It just reflects the surface water. It was low during the drought, and now it's up.
I was kind of a little half concerned as I'm driving in this morning whether we were going to be under submerged. Their studio is going to be submerged, but no.
Well, it just lays level with the groundwater table, and it's up now.
And I don't know if this is unique to Lake Cascades, because we always get kind of, you know, a little foggy area here because we're on the shores of the lake. But anywhere where there might be fog, that's going to contribute to the problem. So slow going this morning as you're out and about.
If you see water,
don't drive through it.
Yeah, and it looks like it's more than a couple of inches deep.
Well, the thing is,
out of it.
you never know. I mean, because it always looks more shallow than it is.
Here's the other thing. And you get out of your car, and you could walk over where a manhole cover has popped off.
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
And you're toast.
You know, and the other thing, and we mentioned it before, there are a couple of other things to keep in mind with high water. It's not just the high water. It's what might be in the high water. Yeah. I mean, there might be branches or, you know, limbs, things that are under there that you don't want getting up into the undercarriage of your car, and you can't see those. Second of all, for most newer cars, a lot of newer cars, the fresh air intake into your engine is underneath the vehicle. You drive through there and suck some of that water into your engine. Boy, that's a rather pricey repair right there. So stay away from the water. That's as much as you can.
The water shooting into the storm system.
Yeah.
And it gushes in, and it actually sometimes floods from the sewer up.
There's a cheery thought, isn't it?
Well, it does, and that's what pushes the pressure, pushes the lids off, and you could wind up in a storm drain.
Bottom line is, if you see water, find another route. Don't drive through it.
There you go.
The best idea of all. What's going on in the farm meeting place, sir?
Well,
kind of a foggy day at the Allen County Fair, I would guess.
Yeah, you know, Northwest Ohio was settled by Germans, and they had an original German name for Findlay before it was Findlay. It was called Drautzenfleds.
That may very well be true.
And, the Allen County Fair, for example, they've had, they've had just problems galore. Their OSTPA truck and tractor pulls were canceled last night. And what they got, they also, on Sunday, they had canceled their Bad Boys of Rock tour. Well, Hinder is scheduled to perform on Thursday now at 6:30. And the way that's going to work is if you can go on your ticket, but refunds are available and must be requested before Thursday at noon. And the number you call is 419-228-7141. 419-228-7141. Okay, they've already canceled a few things. Now, tonight, the rough truck contest, obviously that's something that if you go through the mud and the slop, it's okay. So that's not been canceled yet. But harness racing scheduled for Thursday's already been pushed back till Friday because they don't think a track will be ready. The open speed show on Friday's been canceled. The open class saddle horse show Saturday's canceled. 4-H horse shows will be Friday and Saturday. And as far as other things still going on, best thing to do if you're involved in a special thing is call and find out.
Or check their website. I'm sure they're updating that.
Check the website. It'll have some of the stuff on, but what else can you do?
There you go.
We'll be there tomorrow, maybe. And Thursday, maybe.
Thanks, bud.
We'll see.
The very latest information on the weather and everything else going on in the news coming up next, the morning report. As Good Mornings continues, we're approaching 7:30 now.
Holy cow, Batman. The Hancock County Fair starts next week.